You might think eating disorders like anorexia just impact the body, but new research shows there are changes in the brain that contribute to eating disorders. WTOP's Jenny Glick continues our series, Starving for Perfection.
The inpatient residential treatment center Clementine's in Clifton, Virginia, is housed in a mansion located on 5 acres of land that backs into woods. Its 8 patients are watched 24/7. Bathroom doors are locked. Meals are eaten together. Feelings are processed afterwards. But wherever sufferers go for help, the first line of attack is nutrition.
They get into kind of an out of control spiral. And the more they starve, often the more they want to starve.
Dr. Walter Kay is on the forefront of anorexia research. His team at UC San Diego has done brain scan imaging and found the starving brain's reward center is not activated when eating. Dr. Stephen Crawford, co-director of the Center for Eating Disorders at Sheppard Pratt, says it can take several months of normal eating to retrain the brain.
With anorexia, as you start doing better, you feel worse. And if you just go back to your eating disorder, you're going to feel immediately better. So it's like a constant calling to go back to the illness.
Studies at the Renfrew Center in New York have found 60% of bulimics have suffered some sort of trauma, though the tipping point could also be a change of schools, friend groups, a parent's divorce, or bullying.
The outcomes are not good.
Yet experts say there is a void of both research and education.
It's about $1 per affected individual, which is very limited compared to other illnesses. People go through medical school. If they're lucky, they get one lecture on eating disorders.
Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
You can get more information and find help on WTOP.com. Search eating disorder. We'll have Jenny's next report in the series tomorrow.